I was walking down the beach, me and my son, last week. And he said, "Dad, you go ahead of me because I want to put my feet where your feet go." You know how it is when you walk on the sand, your feet kind of makes that print. So I began to walk, and he was having fun with it, and he was putting his feet where my feet goes. And he said, "Daddy, your foot's a lot bigger." And most of the time, we just pause and we stop. But I began to think, and God began to spoke to me at that very moment, that as a parent, I had a responsibility. That I had shoes to fill in order for my son to succeed. But as we walked down and we looked back, he said something else to me. He said, "Dad, our footprints are gone." As you know, is when the beach washes up and the waves come across the sand, it takes them back. It reminds me of the second point. Is it doesn't matter where I've been, no matter where I've gone. No matter what footprint of sand I have left, my Savior will come behind me and He has covered me with His grace to forgive me. Amen. This morning, church, my prayer is this to you. Is that when you leave this place that you feel excited, you feel renewed, you feel that God has spoken to your spirit. And that if there's any lost hope, that God will restore it. Is that not what the purpose of church is? It is. This morning you're going to hear me talk about something I'm very, very passionate about. Something that I base my entire ministry off of. Something that you'll hear me get so excited about, sometimes I even shout just a little bit. And that's talking about our families. Church, we get so caught up in everything that goes on in our life, we forget that the family is the basic principle, the foundation in which God uses to show His love, to restore His hope. This morning, I'm going to do just that. I'm going to share about family principles with a biblical foundation. If you have your Bibles this morning, turn with me to Ephesians chapter 6, beginning with verse 1 through 4. We will do some of our time out of these first four verses of this scripture that Paul wrote. The Bible teaches us concerning the families. And then we'll move on to some other ones. If you have them, Ephesians chapter 6, 1 through 4. If you will stand in reading of God's word. And God, we pray that this will glorify and honor you as we begin to read. Verse 1 begins. It says, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and your mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, so that it may be well with you and that you may live long on the earth." Verse 4. "Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord." Let's pray. Father God, we cry out to you this morning in admiration. Father, we want to come here to glorify you. We want to allow your word to speak to us, to change us, to show us, Father, where we need change in our life. The family is so important, Father. It's everything. Father, you created it. Father, I know you have a plan and desire for it. Father, my prayer is for these to hear my voice. Father, it's not nothing that I say, but Father, this is what you have for us. Thus saith the Lord. Father, I ask you to protect, hide me behind that cross, Father, that I will speak your words in truth and they will be received and your ears will be glorified for what has been said. Father, I ask you if there's many sitting here this morning, families that have been torn apart, shattered, Father, that this morning they will see that there is hope, that God, you are the creator, you love it, and you will sustain it through your Son, Jesus Christ. Father, I'm thankful that I have a church family that can come. I can speak your word. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Your name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. So passionate about family. I am a family man. We want to begin looking at Ephesians chapter 6, 1 through 3. Now, when we talk with this, we talk normally as a youth pastor. You've heard me speak to teenagers and children. Well, let me tell you something. If you have a mother or father or had a mother or father, this also speaks to you as well. So let's begin with verse 1. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and your mother. Honor. We're not talking about, when I was younger, I used to think honor was something that you wore on your sleeve. I'd watch the Army and the Marine Corps and the Navy. I thought that was honor. I thought honor was something maybe a police officer had when they did something right. Well, this morning, that's not what we're dealing with. The Bible's teaching that honor is this. It is respect. It is reverence, to hold to high esteem, to regard or treat with honor or respect, to confer honor upon. In addition, notice the word respect. Respect is defined by how? An act of giving a particular attention or high or special regard. Now, there is many biblical scholars out there want to say this is a constitutional commandment. What do I mean by that? It's a commandment meaning that it never expires, it never goes void. It's something that is continuation from the day you were born to the day you die. The Bible gives us plenty of examples of what honor is, and I want to take this before I take it another further, step further. The Bible says, and I want you to, if you take notes, it's a good time to take notes, because I'm going to ask you to turn to each one of these. But the Bible gives us examples of honor. Leviticus 19:3 says, every one of you shall revere or admire his father and his mother, and keep my Sabbaths. For I am Lord your God. Which I find it very interesting here that not only are we to honor or admire parents, but he also places in the same sentence to do what? Keep the Sabbath day holy. So honor in this position is very important, thus saith the Lord. Deuteronomy chapter 27, verse 16. Curses is the one who treats his father or his mother with contempt. And all the people shall say, Amen. So what the Bible teaches us? The opposite of honor is what? Contend against our parents. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 8 says, my son, hear the instruction of your father and do not forsake the law of your mother. Honor them. Proverbs 20:20 says, whoever curses his father or ever his mother, his lamp will be put into deep darkness. Now we get into this and we begin to understand what honor means. Honor is an inward emotion. Not an outward emotions. I've seen time and time again, Mother's Day, Father's Day, we thank our parents, here's a gift. Thank you, Mom and Dad, for all you've done for us over our lives. But nothing from an inward emotions, everything they did was just out of obligation. But the Bible teaches us we are to honor our parents, give reverence. And we'll go a step further. Over the years as a youth pastor, I've seen some different emotions come from students. Even as a teen myself, I remember resembling these. Some of those are losing our temper teens, arguing with adults, refusing to comply with rules and requests, deliberately annoying people, blaming others for mistakes and misbehaviors. These are prime examples of what it means not to honor our parents. Now I have a story I want to share with you that really ties this to understand where all this comes into play. As a teenager, I'm like any other teenager. I went through my times in my life where I was disobedient. I didn't always do the things that my parents told me to do. They raised me in church. But at the age of 17, something happened. My mom and dad separated and divorced after 28 years of marriage. I've got this anger of what my father did when he walked out on us that controlled me to no ends. Matter of fact, I was hurt so badly, I can almost say it was like a hatred towards my father. I lost all that honor. I lost all respect for what my daddy did for me, to me and my family. It hurt. All those years of growing up, all the things that he had taught me, all those things that he had brought me into the church, just kind of crumbled right before me. So I went on my life and I kind of pushed my dad to the side. I had no respect for him. I didn't honor him. Everything in my life at that point, when I did those type of actions, began to crumble. I was in the Marine Corps at the time. Things wasn't going my way. Everything I put my hand on began to fall apart. Everything that I desired to do wasn't happening. But it wasn't until one day that I was sitting in my room alone and I was reading this very same chapter. Chapter 6, and it says to honor and obey my parents, for this is right in the eyes of the Lord. And I began to realize as a young person that, you know what? Nowhere in my Bible did it ever say that I had to like what my parents did. Nowhere in my Bible did it say that I had to agree what my dad did when he walked away. But my Bible did say that I had to honor my father. So I began to cry out, God, how do I restore this relationship that I no longer desire to have? And God revealed to me, he said, Jeremy, just honor him. Just honor your dad. Respect him. You don't have to like what's happened, but love him. And I did. At that moment, I asked God, I said, God, to forgive me. I began to replace honor. I called my dad up and I said, Dad, I know things haven't always been right, but I love you. I'm going to honor you. At that moment in my life, things began to change. Things began to fall into place. I would have never been able to stand before you right now if I was unable to honor my dad. Paul says in Romans chapter 13, verse says, give honor to whom honor is due. And the Bible teaches me, God says what? My parents deserved that honor. But the Bible says in verse 3, so it says, read along with me. Verse 3, it says, so that it may be well with you and that you may live long on this earth. Verse 2, you back up and it says that there is a promise. What is that promise that was given to me? It says obedience has a reward. God says, you listen to me. When I tell you to something, you live out your life in obedience, and there will be a reward. We see this in Exodus chapter 20, verse 12, which signifies that promise. It's a temporal blessing with condition upon the promise to Israel for the land of Canaan. Honoring your parents today follows under the same blessings, the same rule. God says, in obedience, I will reward you, and that is his promise. And that promise came true to my life. As things began, when I began, I said, God, here I am. Things begin to change. Doors begin to open. My life began to what? Open eyes. Because why? I was obedient to my Father in heaven. And it made me learn this. Students, listen to me. Parents, hear this. This is the one thing that I learned. If I was unable to honor my father and mother here on earth, how can I honor my Father which is there in heaven? That's what began to change in my life, to understand. Let's move along. Let's look at verse 4 in Ephesians. It says, fathers, do not provoke your children to anger and bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. See, parents, you have duties as well as the children. Two are named right here. It says, do not provoke passionate or unreasonable rebukes, intemperate language, cruel usage. All these things bring resentment unto children. What does the Bible say? The Bible says to nurture them and chastise them in the domination of the Lord Jesus Christ. I was that agitated, that provoked child. I was angry. I was hurt. I wanted to lash out the entire world. But parents, the Bible speaks to you. Don't do things to provoke your children. As you look at in the world today, there's so many people who have become selfish, even within their marriages. It says, you know what? I'm ready for something different. They're selfish. I want something different. And they decide to do away with it. Or, you know what? My job, my time is more important to me. So I'd rather spend my time with my work instead of with my children. And you begin to distance yourself. And the Bible says, do not provoke your children. Do not abuse your children. And many times we don't sit and we don't think about the things that we do. It causes problems. So you ask the question, how does a family honor and glorify God? This is the most important. Turn with me to Deuteronomy chapter 6. This will be the finishing of our text this morning. And I promise you, this will define what we need to do, how we need to act, and where it all begins. That's Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4. We're going to fall back to the very beginning, what Moses wrote, dealing with honor and where it all begins. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4, and we begin reading. It says, hear, O Israel, The Lord is our God. The Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. These words which I am commanding you today shall be on your heart. First of all, it was never a suggestion at the beginning point, but it was rather a command. What does God tell us from the very beginning? He says, first of all, you've got to surrender yourself to me. You've got to love God with all your heart, with all your mind, and all your soul. This is the very beginning. How can we have a family come together? How can we raise our children in a godly sense? How can we do the things that God wants us to do if we're not sold out to God first? Because we have to be. So parents, students, it all begins with committing our life to God first. Secondly, let's read on. These words, verse 6, these words which I have commanded you today shall be on your heart. 7, you shall teach them diligently to your sons and shall talk of them when you sit in your house and when you talk by the way. And when you lie down and when you rise up, verse 8, you shall bind them as a sign on your hand and they shall be on the frontals of your forehead. You shall write them on the doorpost of your house and on your gates. Parents, what is the Bible teaching us? First of all, once you commit your life, you should do what? You should begin to teach them. You should take your kids by their hands and teach them about this love that God has bestowed upon you through Jesus Christ. He says you are to rule your house the same way that I have given you this love and this affection and this compassion. It says what? Take control of your house. Don't allow the children to rule the house. You rule the house. It's your home. I have so many times over the years I've had students, parents bring their students to me and say, listen, I don't know what I'm doing wrong. I don't know what I have done, but he's out of control. Can you help me? And we begin to talk and I say, well, tell me, what kind of example do you set before me? Is your house, or do they control it? Do you control what goes in the house, what comes out of that house, what's played in that house, what's talked about in that house? Do you pray with your kids? Do you love your kids? Have you given your life to God? And most of the time, parents will step back and, maybe I haven't. The Bible is clear upon these instructions. Love thy Lord thy God with all thy heart, mind, and soul. And parents, make your house a house of God. And when we put these two together, these instructions, what do we get? Let me read for you Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 21. Your days and the days of your children will be in the land of the Lord swore to give your forefathers as the days that the heavens above the earth. God himself promised that families that do these things shall be blessed. Shall be blessed. There's no, you know what, it's not go home and, you know, start cleaning things out and make rules of the house. No, it said first begin with me. Parents, make your relationship right with God first. And then you follow the instructions that they're to follow. And God says what? Out of obedience, guess what? I will reward you. And parents and students, I'm not saying that everything's going to go to plan. I'm not telling you that nothing's going to go wrong. I'm not going to tell you there's not going to be some anger or some tears shed within our household. But I do know this. If God is in control, God can restore it. But if God is not in control, he can't restore it. The family principles that God has given us is a command to love thy Lord God with all our heart, mind, and soul. Where do you stand this morning? How is your family? Do you come from a broken family? Do you have some resentments? Or maybe you sit here and you know, you say, students, I don't honor my parents. I don't do the things that I should do. And let me tell you something, you're part of the equation. When we do things against our parents, we throw the family in disarray. We're not following God. We're not being honorable. Family, where do you stand? Parents, where are we at? When was the last time that you took your children by the hand, walked them down, and said, you know, I want to pray with you. I want to show you how much I truly love you. When's the last time as a family you sit down at the table, you pray together, you eat together, and you said, you know what, I forsake everything of the world. Today is about them. And you made your family a priority. If God made a priority of the family, you should as well. Fathers, do we provoke our children? Have we been selfish? Let me tell you something. I'm here to tell you today. God can restore it. God loves you, and He's here for you. And if that doesn't bring you some type of joy, some type of hope, then I don't know what will. As Stephen comes this morning, the invitation this morning is very simple. First and foremost, what did God say? Have you given your heart to Jesus Christ? He says, you've got to first love me before you can love others. It doesn't go in reverse order. You don't get your children saved and then it comes to you. That's not how it works. But as I was walking on that beach and I realized that I am example, I have been given control of my children. God has blessed me with that. I have a responsibility. And that responsibility is what? To allow God to control this family, not Jeremy Gilmer. Is God in control of yours? Students, are we honoring our parents in everything that we do? Do we allow and obey the things that they've given us? Do we have to like it? No, but God says honor them and respect them. When's the last time you've gone up to your parents and said, thank you and I love you? God has spoken to our hearts this morning. You respond. How is God speaking to you this morning? Is there things in our family we need to restore, to bring back? Then do business with God this morning. Don't sit still another moment. You bring your family, you come up here and you pray together. Because you said, well, God is going to be in control. Parent, if you've done it, you've been selfish, God can restore that. But first, you must do business with God. And most importantly, if you've never given your heart to Jesus Christ and God's calling upon you, I would run if God was calling me. I would run as fast as I can. God, here I am. Make me. You Lord of my life. How's God dealing with you? Will you stand by your heads with me? Father God, your word has been spoken this morning and I am truly thankful. Father, the family has means so much to me. Father, I know it did you and the importance of it. And you've given us the instructions and the commands that they're to follow. And you say, first, love me with all your heart, mind, soul. Give me everything and I will show you the way. I will be the leader of your house. And then, honor. Honor each other, respect each other, brothers and sisters, moms and dads. It's not about us. God says, I will never forsake you. I will never leave you. And when He said He'd never leave you, what did He give us? He gave us our family. And many of us sitting here, we may come from broken families or things that has happened that we do not like. But God says what? I will take care of it. Just honor me. Follow me in obedience. And I will do what? A promise that was given to us. I will bless you. Follow my prayers this morning. That there's others that are standing here, have never given their heart to you. Father, if you call them out, Father, they'll walk down this aisle and say, I want to give it all. Not just part, just a little bit of me. I want to give it all to Jesus because He loves me. And He died so that I may live. Father, have your way in this invitation this morning. We love and we thank you. And Father, we want to glorify you in all that we say and do. In your name we pray.